Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, good morning and happy Friday. We've got a new head coach.
Yeah, look at that.
Bill, tell us about him.
Mr. Nick Sirianni. By the way, a few of my Facebook friends smitten with Coach Nick. They think he's very attractive.
He's very handsome.
What?
And very young. 39.
39 years old. I think this is a wonderful choice for the Eagles. And here's just a few things. First of all, he comes from a football family. His dad coached high school. His brother coaches college. So he's been brought up in that culture of football. He's got a great track record with quarterbacks. He's been the quarterbacks. He's been a quality control coach for a couple of teams, the Chargers and the Colts. And he's done really good work with Rivers and Andrew Luck, which are two of the biggest quarterbacks. Philip Rivers is retired now.
But he's an offensive coordinator from the Colts, right?
Right. So he knows football. And he learned from Frank Reich, who of course was the offensive coordinator here when the Eagles won the Super Bowl. So there's that connection.
That's interesting.
That's a big connection there.
Do we know if he likes Carson?
I think he does. I mean, why wouldn't he? But I think the thing is, and by the way, I mean, Carson, you're asking me if you think Carson's going to stay or not.
Well, yeah.
He's got to buy into the system, the system of the team. Can't change plays when he wants to. He can't play hero ball, which is like, you know, he's throwing the ball all over the place, and interceptions and fumbles. Otherwise, it's going to be Jalen Hurts. This is going to be, I think, Carson Wentz's proving year. If he does have a great year, he's benched again, he's done. And then next year he'll be traded out of Philadelphia.
Okay.
But I think this is a great move. 39 years old, he's a young guy, brings a different attitude, a different energy to the Eagles, to the team.
I'm excited.
I
don't know anything about him, but it seemed to me, though, this was very quick, but that's how it works.
Well, if you guys want to learn more, we have a great article up on our website. Learn a little bit more about head coach Nick Sirianni. It's on our website, b101philly.com. Now, a lot to get to this morning. First off, at 7:30, it's Beat the Bee. We have 4 skating tickets at the Philly Waterfront. You can win. 8:15, an all-new IQ. What's going on? People are just answering these impossible questions left and right.
It's so crazy.
This is so much work. I had to come up with an all-new IQ. We're going to unveil that at 8:15. Your chance to win $101. And do not forget your chance to win an Apple iPad. Also today at 3:05, listen for that very special code word with Mark Shepard. You get that word, you enter it into our website, and you got a chance to win a brand new Apple iPad. It's our Apple a Day contest. And right now, I'm almost out of breath. We're going to hop on over to the Be Up Club or our Facebook video. Join us if you can on our page at B101 Philly.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Yeah, don't stop believing about that lottery that you could win. You know, we did find out where those winning Powerball tickets were sold in South Jersey this week. So if for whatever reason you haven't checked your tickets yet, do if you bought, let's see, one $1 million ticket was sold at the Super Wawa, Woodbury Heights, Gloucester County, on Mantua Pike, and the other was sold at the 7-Eleven on North Haddon Avenue in Camden County.
Yeah, that money's going to change lives. $1 million each. Yeah. Mega Millions tonight, guys. $970 million. How many tickets do we have? Three?
We rolled it over.
So I have to give you...
I will say I cheated on you. I did buy five for myself. I took a page out of your own playbook there.
I'm going to cheat on you as well today, lottery cheating. I'm going rogue and getting my own tickets. I will promise you, though, since we are a team and I feel compelled to take care of you.
Thank you.
I'm going to do a number of things if I win. I'm going to buy your home and let you live there. You and the family live there rent-free for the rest.
I just just want you to stop flying your drone
flying
over
the
my
drone.
House.
Yeah.
That's what I'm.
Oh, wait till you see the drone that I get.
Good Lord.
If I win this lottery, it's going to be huge. But anyway, and then maybe I'll pay off one of your kids' college
just one?
Education. Just you have to pick one.
You had 970 million?
All right, maybe two.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, best of luck if you are playing.
Seriously, tonight. $970 million.
Unbelievable.
I feel that it's getting closer here in the Delaware Valley for somebody to win it. So please, somebody do so. Hope it's me. So, Jen and Bill on Phillies B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Phillies B101.1.
Well, now that the Girl Scout cookie sales are underway online, we're wondering if there's like a special way, a favorite way that you like to eat your favorite cookies. So, I mean, Bill and I are both fans of freezing the thin mints and then mixing them in with ice cream. I think a lot of people do that, although I also like to do that with the Caramel Delights.
Yo,
it's like a Heath bar in your vanilla.
I forgot all about that.
Yeah,
I got to try that. I'm obsessed with these Toast Yays. You know, they taste like little mini French toast.
Yeah.
So what you want to do is you want to pair those with a nice, sweeter breakfast sausage.
I love that you came up with that idea yesterday.
Yeah.
That gets me hungry just thinking about it.
And it's on the go, too. You don't even have to sit. You know, if you want to, like, think about it, you can have your French toast and sausage in the car.
You could.
You know, if you really wanted
to.
Make
a little couple sandwiches out of it.
But what do you do with your Girl Scout cookies? Are you getting creative with them? Give us a call. Tell us what your favorite Girl Scout cookie is. And then, you know, if you have like a little secret trick to eating them. That makes it even better, of course, because it's your own creation. 888-333-B101. 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Phillies B101.1.
And now that Girl Scout cookies are on sale, we're just wondering what your little trick or what your tip is on how to eat your favorites so that they're even better.
That's right. Jen and I freeze those thin mints and then we sprinkle them up on some ice cream. Mm-hmm. It is delicious. A lot of people will probably do that as well. But we got some very interesting comments on Facebook. Great tips for you guys, too. Vicky says she blends up the thin mints, blends them up, and then puts them in pudding. So you get a thin mint pudding. Love it. Michelle makes brownies with the peanut butter patties in the middle. Oh, my God.
Oh, my.
She says the peanut butter actually melts perfectly when they bake, and they are absolutely amazing.
Worth sounds good.
Every little calorie. It's wanting me to get off this diet. How about you guys? Give us a call. What is your trick to eating Girl Scout cookies? We want to hear it. What's your special thing? 888-333-B101. 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Phillies B101.1.
So do you have a favorite way of eating Girl Scout cookies? Now that they are for sale, we just want to hear that trick of yours.
Yeah. Now go ahead, Julie. What do you do with those thanks-a-lots?
You put a marshmallow in between and put them in the microwave for 10 seconds.
Oh, my.
And you make a sandwich out of them.
Oh, yes.
They're amazing.
Julie, ooh, you have changed our lives.
Yeah, Julie. And I'm sure you could put a little fluff in there if you wanted to.
Yeah, but the marshmallow is better, Bill. Oh. I actually ran out of graham crackers when I was doing s'mores one night. And I did the thanks-a-lots instead because I had them. And, oh, my God, I don't even use graham crackers anymore.
How funny.
So good.
I'll tell you, we love when food is reimagined. This is something even more special. Like, Julie had a great idea. And what's yours? How do you like to eat those Girl Scout cookies? 888-333-B101. 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Phillies B101.1.
Well, we found out where those winning Powerball tickets were sold in South Jersey this week. So if for whatever reason, you know, you haven't checked yours yet. So one of the $1 million winning ticket was sold at the Super Wawa in Woodbury Heights, Gloucester County on Mantua Pike. And the other one was sold at the 7-Eleven on North Haddon Avenue in Camden County. And it's very, very exciting.
It's getting closer. The bigger jackpot. Congratulations, whoever won those tickets in South Jersey, but the Mega Millions tonight, $970 million. You got to think tonight's the night somebody's going to hit. Or do you think it's going to go?
Can we get to a billion? Let's get to a billion.
I want to see a
then
billion.
Then I want someone to hit.
Yeah, right. Well, we've got what? How many tickets? Three?
We have three.
We roll. Okay. And that's enough between the two of us?
Between the two of us. I did buy five for my own. I did cheat on you.
It's okay. You can just remember your partner.
Of course I
will.
When
you hit it big, I'll remember you. In fact, I've softened my stance. I'm going to put all three of your kids through college.
Yes!
All three.
Yes!
Then I want to buy your house and have you live there rent-free. I want to be your landlord.
Oh, promise me you'll stop flying the drone.
And no more drone activity either. That's the big promise. Anyway, good luck, guys, if you're playing tonight. And good luck if you want to play Beat the Bee. That's coming up very shortly at 7:30. Your chance to win 4 skating tickets to the Philly waterfront. Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, happy Friday, 7:30 right now. Time to play Beat the Bee, sponsored by the River Rink on the Philly waterfront. So the game works like this. You guys are betting on me. Yes or no, will I correctly be able to answer Bill's trivia questions?
All right, today is coming from the cold day, and tomorrow we're getting, well, this weekend is going to be an Arctic blast, as you know.
Yeah.
So the category is simple, things that are cold.
Oh.
It's a wide array of things. 5 questions.
Okay.
Things that are cold.
All right. Well, we have a nice prize for you guys this morning. So you are playing for, speaking of ice, a family 4-pack of skating tickets. And this includes the skate rentals at the River Rink on the Philly waterfront. You can reserve skating tickets at riverrink.com. All right. If you want to play Beat the Bee, it's all about the cold today. Give us a call. We'll take caller number 10.
Yeah. Let's have some fun. 888-333-B101. 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
We have a very nice prize to try to give away right now with our Beat the Bee game. It is a family 4-pack of skating tickets that includes the skate rentals at the River Rink on the Philly waterfront. And this morning, happy Friday, we are playing with Donna from Levittown. Donna was caller number 10.
Yep, Donna. It is 5 questions for Jen. So today's category, things that are cold. Now you can bet on Jen or against her. 3 out of 5 right and you win. Donna, are you ready to play Beat the Bee?
Yes, I am.
All right, here we go. A cold question number 1, Jen. You know, cold stuff can be delicious, of course. Rita's Italian Ice, founded way back in 1984. Which Philly suburb is home to the very first Rita's? Bensalem or Folsom? Bucks or Delco?
Wow.
Donna, will she know that?
I believe so,
You believe so? Bucks or Delco? Bensalem or Folsom, well, home of the first Rita's?
I know Delco was the home of the first Wawa, but for Rita... All right, so I'll go with Bucks for Rita's.
You'll go with Bensalem?
Bensalem.
Bensalem is correct, Donna. You bet correctly. Yes. All right, you're on the board.
Good job.
Yeah.
Thank you, Donna. All right.
Let's move on to cold question number 2. Jen, which actor played Mr. Freeze in 1997's Batman and Robin movie?
You know I don't watch these movies.
I'll give you a 50-50. Okay. I'll give you a choice. Arnold Schwarzenegger or Anthony Hopkins? Was it Arnold or Anthony? Donna, will she know that?
You know this.
Oh, you do?
She says you know it.
Yes.
All right. I don't think Arnold was in any Batman movies, so I'll go with Anthony. He was?
No, I can't.
Anthony Hopkins.
I have to buzz you wrong.
Was it really?
Because she, yes, Donna created a foul there.
I'm so sorry.
You were
going
to say Arnold.
I have to.
We have to.
I'm a little excited.
Listen, it's okay, Donna. You know, it's we have to have some integrity here playing Beat the Bee.
I honestly don't remember Arnold being in any of those.
He was Mr. Freeze in that movie.
Sorry,
right, Donna?
Sorry, Donna. Didn't know that.
That's okay.
Right.
That's okay.
That's okay, Donna. Listen, plenty of chances to win. I have a good feeling about this. All right, so let's move on to question 3. Jen, what was colder? The blizzard of 1996 or the last conversation between Doug Peterson and Carson Wentz?
No.
Which is colder? Donna, will she know that?
Sure. Yeah,
right.
I'm
really
going with it.
Sure, why not? I know you're looking for the Peterson and Carson Wentz conversation.
I'm looking
right?
to pay off the joke.
There you go.
All right, so Peterson and Wentz.
Okay.
Rumor has it that, yeah, it froze out the NovaCare complex. Donna, one more and you win, okay?
Okay, sounds
all right,
good.
Here we go. Question 4. Antarctica is the coldest place on Earth, but does it have volcanoes? Does it have volcanoes?
Hmm.
Donna, will she know that?
Yes.
You say yes.
Donna, would Antarctica have, like, hot lava flowing? That's basically what you're asking me.
That's what a volcano is. What say you, Jen Ryan?
All right, it's such a weird question. The answer's probably yes.
What do you think?
Yes, they have volcanoes.
They do.
Two
active volcanoes, too, so good job.
Awesome, Donna.
Yeah, Donna.
Yay. Good job, Jen.
Oh, you too. You got a family 4-pack of skating tickets, including skate rentals at the River Rink on the Philly waterfront, so have fun.
Oh, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I learned so much today,
right?
Bill.
I thought that was a very informative 4th question.
Hang on, Donna. Okay, have a good weekend, but we need to get your info.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
And make sure you're listening Monday morning when we play Beat the Bee at 7:30. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
It's the impossible question. Philly's B101.1.
All right, it's an all-new IQ, guys, worth $101, because yesterday we got the answer to this one. Almost 20% of us admit to not knowing anything about this.
Could it be their neighbors?
All right, do you have a lot of neighbors you're friendly with?
No, not real friendly.
You must be in that 20%. Neighbors, correct
that
answer.
That is it, Julia.
Oh, yay.
That is correct.
Yeah. Thank you.
You won $202.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, so we're starting the IQ over again today with a jackpot of $101, brand new. And here it is. 3 out of 4 of us have never done this. Now, we know it's vague.
Well, it's vague.
But that's the point.
It's got to be impossible.
We
at
want
some
that
point.
Jackpot to grow for you guys,
right.
All right? 3 out of 4 of us have never done this. And you can start calling with your guesses right now. Best of luck. And here is our phone number, 888-333-B101.
It's the impossible question, Philly's B101.1.
And it's an all-new IQ this morning worth $101. 3 out of 4 of us have never done this.
Donna, hi. Happy Friday. What's your guess?
Traveled out of state.
Travel out of state. Are you a world traveler, Donna?
I love to travel. I love to fly.
Yeah, I mean, I want to
get... Don't you miss it, though?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I know.
I was just telling Jen this morning, I'm always going to wear a mask, though, in the airport from now on, even 10 years from now.
Absolutely. Me, too.
Love your guess. It is not, though, traveling anywhere. I know you had said just out of state, but no, it's not traveling.
Okay, hon. Have a good day.
Oh, you too. Enjoy your weekend. Bye-bye.
All right. You too. Bye.
All right. Keep calling, then, with your guesses. 3 out of 4 of us have never done this. $101 will be yours if you do guess it right. 888-333-B101.
It's the impossible question. Philly's B101.1.
All right, it's an all-new IQ, and it's worth $101. 3 out of 4 of us have never done this.
Hi, Melissa. What is your guess?
Hey, good morning. I think it is kiss someone under the mistletoe.
Oh, you're still in the holiday mood, aren't you?
You are. Now, do you have a mistletoe? Did you have a mistletoe this season?
I don't, and I've actually never done that before.
We always put ours in the doorway between the front hall and the kitchen.
And Melissa, she's always trying to get me over her house for some reason.
Please,
I have no
Bill.
Idea. She's
Well, Melissa, listen, hang a heart Valentine's Day somewhere in your house and give kisses as people walk under.
There you
but
go.
It is not kissing under the mistletoe.
All right, thanks. I'll try again.
Hey, Rick, 3 out of 4 of us have never done this. What is your answer?
It's telehealth. There are virtual visits with your primary care physician or whatever.
Yeah, the teledoc. Now, I have not consulted with my physician over like Zoom or anything like that. Have you done this, Rick?
Unfortunately, several times. Yeah, I've had issues.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Bill, you really haven't. This whole year, you've not spoken to a doctor.
Well, just the dentist. I go in. That's it. But that's
what
the
about
only
your
doctor.
Primary care? You have to get a checkup.
I have a
Bill.
Big checkup in February.
You need to get blood work. You need to be on top of these things.
February, it's all going down.
Well, listen, I think a lot of us certainly learned how to do that during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. I much prefer the telehealth calls, but I'm sorry that's not the answer.
Good try, though, I guess.
Yeah, it was. You take care. Stay healthy.
All right. See you now.
Lori, hi. What is your guess?
Change a flat tire.
I think that was an answer we had just a few IQs ago,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, you're right. We did something with change. Because I remember telling everyone I got that little air compressor now that can, you know, fill up your tire in case you need it. Are you good at changing a tire, Lori?
I am very good.
Can I hire you to give me lessons?
Me
please?
Too. I'm not that great at it. That's why I bought the little air compressor.
But no, it's not. It's not change a tire. I'm sorry. But enjoy your weekend.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. All right. So you know what that means. Every day when the IQ goes unanswered, we add another $101 to the jackpot. So Monday morning at 8:15, we're going to be up to $202. Best of luck then. On Philly.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
And it's time to be on top of it, entertainment-wise. So if you are a Bridgerton fan on Netflix, good news, it has been renewed for a second season. I have not watched this yet. No, I'm going to love it. Everyone does. Bill, it's like a Victorian English. It's a new Downton Abbey. You're going to hate it.
Anyway. Right up your alley.
All right, 6 months later, we finally know the name of Gigi Hadid and Zayn Malik's baby girl. It's Kai. Mm. Now, I hope I'm actually saying it right. It's K-H-A-I.
Like
very pretty.
Cobra Kai.
Oh, my goodness.
Like Cobra, which I think is a beautiful name.
Oh, I love it,
gorgeous
too.
Name.
Yeah. I didn't even think of that, but with the H, yeah. If you missed when we had Philly Pizza Drop Guy, Ben Berman on our show about 2 weeks ago,
you can actually catch him on Ellen today. I'm so glad that he is going viral. So basically, he makes these delicious homemade pizzas in his Sansom Street apartment. He uses this rope and pulley system, and he lowers them down from his window one by one to people on the street. This is for free, although those people did donate to Philly Hunger Relief Charities. And he is the nicest guy.
Great.
So that's so cool. Check him out on Ellen today.
Breakout inauguration star poet Amanda Gorman is so popular now that within 2 days of her reading at the Capitol, two of her books are number one on Amazon's and Barnes & Noble's bestseller lists, and they haven't even been released yet. These are pre-orders. One is titled The Hill We Climb Poems, and the other is a children's book she wrote, and both will be out in September.
That's
again,
great.
Hot items. This is exciting for Game of Thrones fans, okay? Another prequel in the works for HBO. It's in the early stages, but it looks like it's going to happen. It's a one-hour show. It's going to follow the adventures of Sir Duncan the Tall, Dunk, and Aegon Targaryen, Egg. So it's going to be called The Adventures of Duncan Egg, literally.
That's funny.
This is going to take place 90 years prior to the events of the series that
we
all watched.
So we don't know either of these characters then.
No, but you know, they referenced Aegon Targaryen a lot in the show. So it's going to be interesting to follow. Of course, we have what the other one, the House of Dragon, that's coming out. Very excited about that. This is a little disappointing. You know, I'm a James Bond fan. The latest James Bond movie, No Time to Die, that is being delayed once again. It was supposed to come out April 2nd, and now it's going to be pushed back to October 18th of this year.
For now.
For now. And until it gets pushed back till, you know, next year. The following year, I should say. That is Be On Top of It. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Adele, hello.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, happy Friday to you and also to our top fan of the day today, April Marie Perry from Woodbury, New Jersey. April, you are the best. We love interacting with you on Facebook, and that's actually how you become a top fan. If you're wondering, like our Facebook page at B101 Philly.
You know, it's funny. You know how names could be associated with people like April. Every April I know is the sweetest, nicest person in the world. The Jens, well, they go 50-50. You're on the good side, though. You're one of the good gens. But listen, April, congratulations on being named a top fan. So proud to have you. You're going to have plenty of social media love and shout-outs today. Of course, Top Fan is sponsored by Acme. And your lunch break never tasted better than with a $100 Acme gift card. You have to register to win that online at B101Philly.com.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
And it's time to be positive with a feel-good story to help keep you happy while you're working on this Friday. And it is sponsored by Mrs. T's Pierogies. Hey, we have a new head coach, right?
Yep.
Great news for our birds. 39-year-old Nick Sirianni. He was the offensive coordinator for the Colts. This is his first head coaching job. And I know, Bill, you like this choice.
Love this choice. I think among all the coaches they interviewed, because there was a talk of them hiring Josh McDaniels from the Patriots, I thought this was a far better choice. He brings a fresh perspective. As you mentioned, he's only 39 years old. He grew up in a coaching family. He just coached under Frank Reich, who, of course, won a Super Bowl here with the Eagles a few years ago as offensive coordinator.
Nice.
He knows his stuff. A lot to be positive about. Now, as far as Carson Wentz, I'm not so sure he's going to be the quarterback through the rest of the season next year. I think Jalen Hurts eventually will win that job. That's just my opinion.
Oh, I actually don't. I think with our new head coach, we're going to have a new Carson. Like, he's going to come back into his element. At least that's what I hope. I think he's going to be good for the season.
So you think it's going to be the Carson Wentz of 2017 when he was almost MVP?
I do. And I hope so, because it's the only Eagles jersey I have.
That's why. I'll buy a Hurts jersey if that's the case, I promise. But yeah, a lot to feel positive and good about. Nick Sirianni, great job, Eagles. Hey, if you want to learn more about Coach Nick, go to our website, the three things you need to know about him, at B101Philly.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.